High heat and humidity will be a concern across the area today. A heat advisory in effect for Stark, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, and Trumbull counties with heat index values up to 102 degrees. The advisory continues through 8 tonight, while Carroll and Tuscarawas counties are under an advisory through 8 tomorrow night. Canton has opened several cooling centers to help residents beat the heat. Refuge of Hope is open through Friday from 8:30 to 6. Fire Station Number 4 is open from 8 to 5. The Goodwill Ken Weber Campus and iCan Housing are open from 8 to 4. All Stark Library locations are also available, with hours varying by site. SARTA offering free transportation to all cooling centers. A woman is dead after a shooting in Canton. Police were called to the 600 block of 11th Street Northeast shortly after 2:30 Tuesday afternoon. Officers found 21-year-old Delasia Bruton of Canton with a gunshot wound to the head. She died at the scene. Police arrested 18-year-old Javon Ogden of Canton. He's charged with reckless homicide and tampering with evidence. An investigation is continuing. Anyone with information has to contact Canton Police at 330-489-3144. Anonymous tips can be submitted through TIP 411 or Stark County Crime Stoppers. Former prison employee from Stark County now facing the death penalty in Tennessee. 44-year-old Christy Cunningham accused of fatally shooting 37-year-old Weakley County Sheriff's Deputy Derek Bonham on January 30th. The events leading to the shooting remain unclear. Cunningham was indicted by a grand jury Tuesday on murder and other charges. She's scheduled to be arraigned Tuesday. She previously worked at the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility in Massillon and Richland Correctional Institution in Mansfield. Canton man accused of shooting at a vehicle is now in custody. 19-year-old Caden DeLand was arrested on a warrant Tuesday and faces four counts of felonious assault. He's scheduled to be arraigned Thursday in Canton Municipal Court. Stark County Sheriff's Office says DeLand allegedly fired a handgun at a vehicle in the 2800 block of 8th Street Northeast July 30th, while three people were inside. Fourth person was standing nearby and was struck in the leg by a bullet. About 100 new job opportunities coming to the Alliance in Canton areas as Ohio Gradings expands its operations. Perry Township-based metal grading manufacturer will begin daily operations at its new Armor Street Northeast facility in Lexington Township this month. The location will support cutting, welding, and light fabrication. The company is hiring material handlers, MIG welders, fabricators, production assistants, and CNC operators for first and second shift positions. SARTA offering free rides on Election Day and the first day of early voting. The Stark Area Regional Transit Authority Board voted 6-2 to waive fares October 6th and November 3rd. SARTA's attorney says state law prevents a public agency from using public funds to specifically encourage passage of a levy, so fares cannot be waived only for trips to polling places. SARTA asking voters to renew its 0.25% sales tax for another 10 years. The agency says it's been several years since it offered free rides on Election Day. U.S. companies beginning to see refunds from tariffs the Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional. Diebold Nixdorf reported a $13 million tariff refund in the second quarter. Spokesman Mike Jacobson says that's the total the company expects for the year, though about $10 million in higher memory costs largely offset the benefit. The Timken Company reported an $8 million reimbursement in its latest earnings report. The company had previously adjusted its 2025 outlook because of tariffs and raised prices to pass on some costs to customers. A woman accused in the deaths of five horses will stand trial November 12th. 46-year-old Heather Berkmeyer of Salem Township banned from contact with both companion animals and livestock. A Columbiana County judge set bond at $5,000 Monday and scheduled a status conference hearing for October 28th. Berkmeyer, the former operator of Pure Gold Stables, pleaded not guilty to multiple misdemeanor animal cruelty charges. Five horses were found dead last year with necropsy results showing signs of starvation and dehydration. Construction has not yet started on a proposed solar farm in Smith Township, but the project has received Ohio EPA approval. Pivot Energy plans to build a 2.5-megawatt facility on 18 acres along West Calla Road, just off Route 14. Trustee Terry Chris says the property is part of a roughly 100-acre farm leased to Pivot. The township has limited authority over the project due to its relatively small size. West Calla is expected to undergo improvements to handle heavy truck traffic related to the project. Trustees and Mahoning County Commissioners still must sign off on the project. Completion expected by September 2027. We have the following funeral announcements. Service for 77-year-old James V. Dugan of Alliance, Friday at 11 o'clock. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.